Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me. This is Polly Wyrum. I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I am an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, which I love doing both of those. I'm also a mom and a wife, and so that allows me to really understand what people are going through. And, you know, my life, I had many lessons along the way, so I can always relate to when people call in or have private sessions with me. I really can connect to what's going on. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2, so gatewaystopeace.com. And I always like to, since I'm in Alaska and lots of people want to know what the, you know, if it's dark here all the time. So today's sunrise is 9:35. And the sunset is at 4:50 p.m., which is fabulous. I love that it's gotten so much later, the sun setting so much later. And it's 26 degrees. And over the weekend, we did have a big earthquake, 7.1. Definitely felt it. Definitely was a long one. And, you know, one of the biggest things that came to me during, because it lasted a really long time, and it was crazy because it, you know, there was some damage done, you know, some pictures and stuff fell in our house. It wasn't huge, but it really, like, you know, afterwards we had to walk around and check for cracks and stuff because it was so strong. But one of the things that really came to my mind after that earthquake was, you know, my husband and I, we didn't turn on any, well, I guess we turned on one light, but we got up and then we sat on the stairs going to downstairs thinking our kids would come up to us, but they stayed in bed. But it made me really realize how lucky I am that I have somebody in my life that I can share things like that with. And so it really hit home to me. And so the next day afterwards, I contacted some people that I know that are single just to see how they're doing. You know, I know that they have pets, and which is fabulous. But having that person with you to go through something that's kind of scary, and it was scary, really, it really made me appreciative of what I have. So I just thought I'd share that. And I'm also going to do, I'm going to share with everybody a little bit of my story because I think a lot of people don't know it. And prior to, I don't know, say 10 years ago, I had, 10 years ago, I was pregnant with our third child because our youngest is almost 10. But basically, I was, you know, volunteering, doing all the things I thought I should be doing, volunteering a lot at the schools. I was running marathons. I mean, one year I did 3 marathons, which is insane. So a marathon is 26.2 miles. So that was a lot of training. I was doing all the things that I felt I was supposed to be doing. Definitely type A personality. My husband, type A personality, successful business. And with that, I didn't have a lot of peace in my life because I had a lot of frustration, like thinking, okay, I'm not happy with the way so-and-so's doing. I was really tired, you know, and I just didn't have like a lot of peace. There were things that I liked about my life for sure that I was happy about, but overall I felt like I was struggling a lot. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I think the fastest way, possibly the only way, you're going to get other people to change is if you change. And the reason I'm telling you this is that was our lifestyle. And then I had a health challenge. And so when this health challenge happened, my whole life changed. And I was getting diagnoses that, you know, they weren't great diagnoses. And so I basically had to stop doing everything for about a year. Like I just didn't, I did very little. And it was during that year that even though I wasn't feeling good at all, and I couldn't, you know, my life was definitely challenged. It was during that year that I actually found peace. And it was during that year, because I just kind of let go of stuff. And during that year, that started the change in the relationship with my husband. It started the change of more peace in our house. And, you know, currently I've got two teenagers and one of them is going off to college in the fall. So believe me, I need all the peace I need. But I'm bringing this up because it's really, we can create changes, but it's got to start with us. And lots of times it's letting go of the expectations of other people and changing our thoughts and changing, you know, the words we use and all of that. And as we start doing that, our whole world changes. And I can, you know, and I work with people on this, but it's like until that light switch goes on and you really understand that you're responsible for how you react to other people and only you can control your thoughts and your behaviors and your reactions, until you get that, you know, there's struggles. And I'm not saying that my life is completely struggle-free, but I will tell you, I have much more peace in my life and just ease and gratitude. So anyhow, I wanted to share that today. And I'm going to take the first caller, which is area code 310-740. So here it is. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you? Who is this?
I'm doing okay. My name is Vince, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what were you going to say?
I'm going to ask you a question before you ask me my question. Vince,
okay.
How well do you think you're doing in terms of, like, letting go of the expectations of others so that you can live your life?
Right now, I'm not very good. I mean, I'm trying really hard to let go of a lot of situations.
Yeah.
But it's been very difficult for me, and it's been challenging. My whole life's been challenging.
Yeah. No, and I totally, believe me, when I say I understand that, I understand it. And it's almost like, you know, you just have to chip away at it. And if you can remove yourself, you know, put yourself where you're almost by yourself for a while so you can really focus on what, reconnect with yourself. Do this through meditation or whatever, but certainly, and for you personally, I can feel that. If you can get away from the chaos and just focus on yourself and your feelings, it'll make a difference, for sure. But what's your question today?
Well, my question is this. I have a couple of situations. Mostly it's, I have a job right now that I started October.
Uh-huh.
And it's only part-time. It's only like between, right now because it's a slow season, it's only like about 20, 30 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't pay much, and it's not enough to survive on.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, I keep putting feelers out there, and I'm wondering if there's another permanent full-time position out there coming for me very soon with much better pay, and when.
Okay.
And the other thing.
Yeah.
The other part of that question is when you see my wife and I getting our own place, because right now we're living with relatives.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you guys want to stay in, do you have to stay in New York? Are you in New York City proper?
No, I'm in upper state New York.
Okay, do you have to stay in the area that you're in right now? I mean, can you move, because I actually feel like the move is going to be, you're going to have a move, but it's not necessarily in the same city or same town. It's out a little bit. It's out.
Like maybe, what, an hour drive from where we're at right now?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Okay,
that's
eventually, I mean,
what I would like.
Yeah, it can even be a little bit more than that. But I feel like definitely... And also, the first place that you find might not be, you know, it could be temporary, you know, it's not It's not going to be the place that you settle down, but the second place will. Right. But I feel like moving is going to be a good thing for you because, quite frankly, you need to have you need to get rid of a lot of the extra, I'll call them stressors. They're not necessarily stressors, but the extra stuff going on, you know, that's just around you all the time. Stimulation.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And just kind of go back to living a simpler life. And here's the other thing is I think sometimes you feel, you know, that, you know, you're not living your life fully unless you have X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever that is, the whatever type of car, whatever it is, X, Y, and Z. But really, at this point, you could have a simpler life and be content with that, and slowly your life is going to cultivate, you know, you're going to be growing other things.
Right, right. That's why my intent is.
Yeah, so take the pressure off yourself of feeling like you need to have certain things because you really don't.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. I don't want a lot of stuff. I just want enough to be just the necessities of life is what I need. I don't care about having fancy furniture or
right.
fancy this or that. Just the necessities, just enough to get by. And I want to hoard the rest of the money that I make. So, but I'm wondering too, when do you see the move in? When do you see this job coming for me?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I feel, which is really interesting because you use the word hoard. You have, so try to be more open to what's out there for you. Because it's almost like people, you know, I don't know if it's through radio or if it's through the, you know, through messages from other people, but people might give you like leads on a job and you'll say, oh, no, that wouldn't work because. So be more open to the possibilities of a different approach.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because it's out there, and I feel like people have given you leads on other jobs. You just have to be willing to try new things and new ways of looking at things. And the other thing, when you get to your new, you know, or even right now, when you find your new place that you're going to be residing, you know, make it comfortable, but you know that you have a lot of abundance and other stuff coming into your life, so you don't have to hoard your money. Know that you've got
right.
all this good stuff coming into your life, right? But
right.
basically, you need stability, which you'll get the stability. And listen to, here's the last thing: is I feel like almost like a little stubborn. Like people will tell you, you know, hey, have you thought about doing this? And you're like, no, that's not going to work. No, that's not going to work. So be open to the suggestions of others.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I really think that'll help. If when you can loosen a little bit of your if you can come from a place of knowing that this is going to work out, it's going to help you a lot because right now you're pretty guarded and pretty restricted and not wanting to hear other people's suggestions and not really wanting to even notice maybe some of the messages the universe is giving you. So as soon as you can relax a little bit on that, I think it'll help you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Many blessings to you. Good luck on your new job. And I think it'll work out. I honestly, for me, I feel like as soon as you like release your hold and your tension, it's going to be good.
Okay.
Okay. Many blessings to you.
You too. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. So that was Vince, and that was a great, you know, a great reminder that we have to allow stuff to come in, and by allowing it to come in is us knowing that it's there. It's all waiting for us. It's just waiting for us to say, yes, I'm ready now. And so, you know, it's by doing that is getting rid of the things that say, no, it can't happen because of, and no, it can't happen this way because of, and I'm only going to accept it if it comes this way. It doesn't work that way. you have to be totally open to how it comes. And that's kind of the surprise. I mean, that's what makes life really fun. I mean, how many times have you had those moments where you're like, oh my God, I never would have thought, you know, so-and-so would have done this, but they did it. And so you can't, you have to be totally open to whatever your dream is, totally open to how it comes, because it's waiting for you. And that, as soon as we figure that out, and as soon as we release the expectations of how it has to be and how somebody else has to act, our life is so much easier. This is Polly from Anchorage, Alaska, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. So my next caller is area code 303-515. Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
Good, thanks. How about you?
Good. Thanks for sharing your story at the beginning there. That was interesting to hear.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll tell you, it changed my life. And it wasn't easy. Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was definitely not easy, but I'm super appreciative that it happened. So, for sure.
I understand. You know, health issues, health matters can tend to have that kind of impact on people.
Yes. For sure, because the thing is, it's not like if you're going through a marriage issue or something like that, you can say, well, anyhow, there's less gambling and saying, okay, well, if only so and so would view me this way. You don't have this other person to gamble with or to barter with. It's like this is where you are, and
right,
you have to deal with it.
Right, 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 exactly, right.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
My name is Allison.
Allison, where are you calling from?
Arizona.
Nice, I'm going to be there in like 2 weeks or something.
Ah.
By Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, way in the south, yeah. I'm not in the south. It's a little warmer down there than it is in central and northern Arizona.
Yeah, I was looking at your weather.
Yeah, everyone thinks they hear Arizona and they just think hot, 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 because people think that Arizona is only Phoenix, which is
right,
not the case whatsoever.
Right.
So if you go up toward Flagstaff, which is in northern Arizona, for example, another well-known town or city,
yep,
that's ski country up there and a lot
yeah
of snow. Well, yeah, and cold, and cold.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Little,
no,
I
get that. Okay, so
yeah.
Allison, where in your life, or have you in your life, had to let go of expectations, of expecting somebody to do a certain thing, or expecting whatever it is? I mean, because this is a big, you know, this is like what Buddha talks about all the time, is, you know, letting things go. So what is something that you had to let go of and it brought you peace?
Oh, that's a... Well, I would say I have come 1,000 or more miles on just life experience teaching me how to let go. And
yep,
of people, of experiences, of expectations. I would say that there was one relationship, and there was one in particular that stands out that was very hard for me to let go, because there was so much feeling and passion. It's so
yeah
much passion. So but I would call it the most passionate relationship I've had, but it was also very volatile, and it was
yeah
and it was not healthy. So I had to let go of a lot of passion and a lot of love for better health.
Right.
Emotional health.
Right. But
now when I get even the tiniest hint of a red flag of mm-hmm dysfunctional or abusive behavior, I am so out of there, it doesn't even affect me anymore.
Yeah.
I'm out there before I don't even knock on the door anymore. I just make a U-turn and say bye and I'm gone.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I learned a lot from that one
yeah
relationship. That was hard to let go of, but I did.
It is hard. I mean, it is super hard. And it's, you know, relationships, you know what? That's why they come into our life, is for us to learn. And I think, you know, the biggest thing, you know, like for my husband and I, is, you know, I started changing, and really our whole family. I mean, and people ask me, how did it happen like this, and how did it happen so fast? It's just, it was me. I can't put it on other people, right? I can't expect other people to do what I want them to do.
Well, you know, that alone is a very, very hard thing for most people to even reach that point.
Yeah.
Most people can't even get there. Most people can't even get to that point, never mind all the stuff that follows from that. So kudos to you for achieving that kind of stage of enlightenment as we go through a life of enlightenment. Kudos to you for that.
Thank you. I don't know if it's enlightenment, but it's really what I like to help other people achieve, because I know we all can.
It's not the grand enlightenment. It's an enlightenment that's part of the enlightenment, which is all of life.
Yeah.
It's steps of enlightenment. That's all life is supposed to be.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And that's why I really like people. I like to help people find that, because all of a sudden your life opens up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Anyway. So do you have a question for me?
I do. I don't know. It's a more of a situation, and I don't know if this is if I can speaking of other people, it involves a coworker, a new coworker, a new employee. And I don't want to go into the some of the details or issues unless you really need.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm seeing right now, and then you can tell me. Okay. So
it's a female. It's a female, if that helps. That helps you to. Okay.
Okay. Well, how I see it right now, you're at work or whatever. I don't know if you feel this yet, but there's like this big. Like, you feel restricted. So there's this big block. I see it on your right side for whatever reason. But this big block.
That means...
But hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got this block on one side where it's almost like possibly where somebody that you used to be able to turn to and hand things off to is no longer, you can't reach them. And then also sometimes you even feel like you've got this block in front of you all now. So you have less choices or something, like all of a sudden you feel like you've got less choices in the work environment and not able to, it's almost like you're not getting as many responses that like feedback, or you're not getting, like you used to get more information, more give and take in conversations or give and take in the way you were doing something. Does that make sense?
No, it really doesn't. The situation is what it is at the job. I've been there for a year and a half. It is what it is. It's a part-time job. It is what it is. There's certain frustrations that come with that, part of it being that it's a part-time job, and I wish it were more. But that is totally separate from the new individual in the workplace. All the issues with the job, like the conditions, the setup, you know, it's not ideal. It is what it is, and I love being there.
Okay, good.
I accept it for what it is. I wish something should be done a little bit differently or better, but I love my job. I'm in great gratitude for my job, and I love just being there.
Right, which is awesome.
I'm not there to change anything. I'm not there to, if they give me more hours, I will gratefully accept that, but that would require somebody leaving, and that is not going to happen anytime soon. So it is what it is. I'm very okay with that. You know, I wish things could be, like I said, I wish I worked there more, in fact. But that would be my only complaint. Right, that is not the issue. The issue is with this particular person who has just come aboard. It's changing. I've had issues with her. I see some. I think I see who she really is with far clearer eyes than most people or anyone else probably does at the at the place where I work, and and it's shifting the energies of the workplace, and I don't have to work, thankfully, don't have to work with her directly, thankfully, but I do have to be involved in a portion of her training, and I do need to see her weekly because of the meeting, the weekly meeting. Well, our paths do have to cross. I do need to try to help train her as we all sort of pitch in as kind of a community effort to get her trained, but she's been, her attitude toward me as part of, as my, strictly my role as her, part of, small part of her training is less than impressive. She's been a real, I'm a little bit surprised, a real spoiled brat about it. And this, I feel like she just doesn't actually even fit in with the whole scene. But I, you know, it's not my call. She's not my employee. That's
so,
her, my issue is this, the issue is there, not with the workplace itself.
Right.
Or the work.
But it's obviously
yeah.
affecting you. I mean, because that's, I literally see like you being pushed, feeling like you're being pushed. So I don't know if it's because she's like a super strong personality and encroaching on what you do. But, you know, there's two things that I would suggest here. Number one, there, you have things that you love about the about where you work, and you were saying that. So definitely, you know, write down like your, because you already have this idea of your ideal job because you've got a lot of it there, but it sounds like you would like more hours. So I would come up with your ideal job, leave her out of it, focus on what you love about your job, focus on... Actually, this is going to be your ideal job, so it's more hours. And really focus on that coming into your life. And honestly, you know, another thing that I recommend with people, because I think the big thing is that I see with you, I mean, how it feels to me, is that it's like you're, it's causing you to put up walls, you know, because you feel like, I literally see, you know, you feeling pressure, feeling... it feels like a wall, but it's like her energy, or however you want to say that, is coming into you, and it's affecting you because you're also not you're not moving as freely as you did. It's affecting you. So come up with your ideal job, what you really want, and your ideal people that you're working with, and just be open to that happening. So whether it's there and you get more hours and things change or whatever. And the other thing is, it sounds like you probably have a practice of prayer or meditation. So when you, do you pray or meditate daily?
I do my own versions of that.
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine. So when you're doing your own version, just add to it a little thing where you're sending her light. And sometimes when somebody's like, you know, really difficult to be around, get past the, you know, go send the light to the essence of them, to the part that we're all connected to.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I was doing that last night. I was doing that last night.
Yeah, and just keep doing it. And, I mean, believe me, this is maybe why we started this show, talking about other, you know, other people and how... the fastest way to create change is changing ourselves.
Right.
So just, you know, the things that you can let go of with her, however you can do it, you know, it's just, it has to happen. And then, you know what? It'll be amazing. Like how people will start recognizing, I actually, as I'm talking to you, I see that there's going to be where you actually kind of move on and she stays where she's at. So, I don't know. It's just almost like you're able, like she's kind of become stationary and you're able to keep your, you find a different way. You reroute yourself.
Right. I understand. Right.
So, you can do this. And again, it's like one of those things where we just have to say, you know, even though it's not easy, we say thank you for the people that come into our life and teach us these lessons.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay, I hope that helped you, because I know it's, you know, in the moment, it can be tricky, for sure. So, okay, well, stay warm, and I'm really glad that you have a job that you enjoy so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, I will say that I am not free of, I've not been free of jobs that have broken my heart, and my mind and my spirit sometimes, even a thousand times over. I have paid my dues a lot. So to have a job that I enjoy is very, very rare for me. And
awesome.
I have a lot of gratitude for it, because I have been in very dark places. I'm a lot of gratitude for my job, even if
Perfect.
It is just a little part-time job. So I very much am in that state of appreciation.
Okay, so leave the crappy jobs behind. Focus on what
that's
you
what
love
do,
about
yeah.
your job, and have it expand so you're working more. So that's a great way to start. Okay.
Right.
Blessings to you. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that was a great opportunity, because we have challenges every day, and frequently those challenges involve other people, whether the way they drive, whether they somebody that we work with, whatever. And it's our reaction, our thoughts, our words. That's the only way we can get around that stuff. And for Allison, it's fabulous that she has a job that she loves. So she right now, in this moment, has things in her life that she loves and wants to expand on that. So her focusing on what she loves and living in the here and now, not worrying about the future, not worrying about the coworker, not worrying about the past, focusing on what she has right now and what she loves right now, will bring more of that in. And it's really all we have, literally, is right now, right? So this is Polly. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. Okay, my next caller is area code 520-234. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. And who am I speaking with?
Lisa.
Lisa, where are you calling from?
Like the previous caller, Arizona.
Oh, awesome. Are you in the warm part or the cold part?
The cold part.
Oh, 2 people from the cold part. I love Arizona. But I like I like to be warm, so. How cold is it?
I think Alaska would be great. How cold is it? It's up and down. I think we're in our 50s right now during the day.
Oh. Well, that's not cold.
Well, you're in Alaska.
Right.
It's relative.
Yes, but...
And we're not considering that cold. We're considering that mild during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, that I can see. No, I love Arizona. I love all of Arizona. So I love the energy there for sure. Okay, so Lisa, do you have any stories or anything like that of when you were able to let go, like you kind of transformed yourself, did a little transformation by just letting go of something or someone?
When my brother was murdered in the middle 90s, I my whole lifetime has been about transforming myself to think, you know, to transcend the and with him, I saw him in a meditation soon after he was murdered, and I saw his energy. I was in a state that I had never been in, and it was a state that he just absolutely loved. And I was walking on a path, a nature path, in my meditation, and it felt so real. Everything was so clear.
Yeah.
And this mist was moving toward me on the path, and I wasn't afraid, and I was the only human being around. And the mist enveloped me, and it was him. It was his energy. And then I knew I was just filled with such a sense of love and belonging from him. He'd had such a tough time on the planet when he was alive. And so that was one. And then with that and other stuff I was doing before and afterward, I would do it like DedEx whenever I felt pain or suffering for his life on the planet. I would immediately switch my brain to where he's at, how he's feeling so much love and so much connection with love. And so that helped to heal my grief and my pain and my anger for his suffering. And there are lots of things. You know, right now what I'm going through, I'm in the middle of, it's a relationship. I've been in a relationship for a very long time. And I think, I don't know, that would be my question. Do you see it coming to an end now? One moment, he comes at me, the significant other, with full intention of telling me he's committed. And then the next moment, it's like yesterday we had a discussion about something we both, you know, we're going to compromise. I had to compromise, and I'm willing to. It's been an issue. And I just feel like he's withdrawing, and there are a lot of other things that are going on. I tell myself, if I had $1 million and I could relocate, I truly believe I would not give this relationship a thought.
Ah, there you go. Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to talk about what you're talking about, your brother, and then I'm going to go on to do something else with you. But first of all, I totally applaud what you're doing, you know, how you handled the death, murder, crossing over of your brother, because that is so healing. And what you did is amazing, because it not only heals him, it heals you, it heals all of us when you take the time. I mean, prayers are amazing. And so you helped heal the world with what you did. So I totally applaud and thank you for what you did, because that's the greatest thing we can do. And our prayers and our thoughts are so powerful, and they collect, you know, there's this group consciousness that collects with all these other prayers, and that's amazing. So thank you for that. And phenomenal. Okay. With the person, as I see it, but what I want to do is like one of my little prayer things to really tap into you. As I see it, you are relatively guarded right now, and it feels like he almost comes, like you feel like he almost comes at you, like kind of like verbally attacking. It feels like when he comes to you, it's not nice. It doesn't feel good. But what I want to do is, I don't know if you've heard me, but I do like these little prayers I call in our angels and our guides. And listen to the words, because those words are typically the most important message for you to hear about right now. And then it'll also make what's going on with your relationship. Does that sound okay?
Sure, I'll roll with it.
Okay, so take a nice big breath in, Lisa. And release. And we welcome in my guides, Lisa's guides, my angels, Lisa's angels. We welcome in all the guidance from all around us, all the support, all the protection all around us, and knowing that we are guided here, and knowing that we are guided now, and knowing that we are always guided, always loved, and that this journey that we're on has really just begun. And so we are in the process of finding new ways of understanding, others, and something about belongings, but new ways of understanding words, new ways of understanding commitments, and new ways of understanding belief systems, new ways of, I'm hearing the word shattering, new ways of understanding I'm hearing commitment shattering is what I'm hearing. So new ways of understanding that equality will come back. So even if you feel like right now things are out of balance, that there's almost injustice, but there are things out of balance. You have the ability to put balance back in your life. You have the ability to make some changes and bring balance back into your life. You have the ability to create these changes on your very own. Okay, take a nice deep breath in and release. Okay, so Lisa, to me, I think the biggest thing there is you feeling out of balance, and that could be out of balance in the relationship, since you did say that you made compromises and he doesn't. But it's also, I feel like bringing in more balance into your life, you personally. And as you do that, it's, you know, if he decides to stay with you, he decides to stay with you. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. Does that make sense?
Oh, God, I know that. Yeah, no, I know that bigger and bigger more than anything. And I'm trying to get my ducks lined up so I'm prepared.
Okay.
Because, you know, before this relationship, I was by myself for like 20-some-odd years. And it's not like, I mean, I know how to do that. You know, I am my own best friend. And
right.
I've had, you know, numerous, like the example of my brother, numerous things I've transcended or tried to work on, and numerous disappointments, of course, just like anyone else.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, is part of this act of balance is it's not an all or nothing, and I'm hearing that right now for you. So you deserve to have a relationship where you're loved and honored. And if somebody, you know, certainly if you're married to somebody, you're going to put more time and effort into making that work out, right? Certainly if you're married and you've got kids. But if you, you know, it just depends on how, where the commitment is. And right now the commitment doesn't feel really strong. But you
deserve.
And you totally deserve, Lisa, and without a doubt, because we all deserve this. We all deserve to have, you know, people in our life that love us and honor us. And so if somebody's not doing that, then, and you have the ability because you're not, you know, in a marriage with them, if you have the ability to, you know, tell them how you want to be treated, and if they can't do it, they can't do it. Then they go away. And because you know you deserve more. Right?
That's true. Absolutely.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, when I do, I, you know, I call on my prayers or whatever, but really when I do that, the messages are not from me. And so it that truly is, you know, messages from your guides, your angels, letting you know, time for more balance in your life. And so you could probably look at, you know, in all areas of your life, but you also deserve, you know, and that relationship's not balanced, but to know that part of balance is allowing yourself to be loved and, you know, attract these people that truly are going to celebrate you and love you. Right?
That's it. That's been my meditation. And not foremost, you know, first I line up the ducks, you know, for material comfort and sustainability, and then, you know, let that other thing play out.
Yeah.
Having a relationship. I can very well manage without, I mean, I'm not putting a barrier up against it. You know, I would love to have nice friendships that we enjoy each other and respect each other. That's what I'm really looking for right now. But I'm really looking to get myself stable and get on out.
Are you staying where you're at? Are you going to stay in the area that you're at?
You know, I really, it's like second to second. Things seem to change, you know, second to second. It's just so weird. I'm working on my own independent stability, though. I'm doing,
mm-hmm.
trying to do everything I can. I'm in the middle of trying to do everything I can to really stabilize like that. So I have choice. I don't want to stay here. No, I don't want to stay here. I would rather relocate.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. So here's what I would suggest with you. Come up with your ideal. You know, if you have the time, well, we all have the time for this. Come up with like your ideal job and come up with your ideal place that you want to live, you know, all of that stuff, and really give it thought of what's good for you, right? what's perfect for Lisa, not perfect for anybody else, but what's perfect for you. And I loved, you know, the first thing that you said, if money was no issue, you would leave the relationship, you know, like you would move away and, well, you know, not just leave the relationship, but, you know, find. I want you to look at your life that way and say, if money's no issue, what would I want in my life? And write that stuff down.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, because it's really powerful. And for you, when you start writing this stuff down, on the top of it, write, put the word balance as just a little thing to remind yourself that it's really important for you to keep balance in your life, balance in your thoughts, balance in your life, okay?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Okay. Blessings to you. Stay warm and have fun planning your life. And living in the moment too, right? Because this is kind of exciting. You're like you're creating your dreams right now. So enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've been reminding myself. The journey is part of the whole process, and to be in the moment. Thank you for reminding me of these things that I've been trying to, you know, pinch myself to stay present.
Absolutely. I mean, write down some of the things that are working for you so that you have that, because, you know, how many times do we have to remind ourselves, you know, we only have now, we don't have the crap from the past, and, you know, we don't want to live in the worries, you know, when people start worrying about the future, we only have right now. And so right now is a beautiful moment for you to really focus on the good things in your life and how those are going to expand, because that's literally what we have right now.
Yeah, indeed. You're right.
Okay. Blessings to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So just a reminder, my name is Polly, calling from, or my hosting from Alaska. And my website is Gateways to Peace. And I want to quickly mention one of my favorite charities, which is Farm Sanctuary. And I think there's three of them in the country where they take animals that have been in abuse situations. They're predominantly livestock animals, so cows, horses, goats, chickens, turkeys. And they rehab them. They make them healthy, both mentally, emotionally, and physically, and then we get to come really experience the spirit of these animals and living in an environment where they are at peace. And they open up their doors also to kids, high-risk kids, foster kids, so kids that have been in similar situations where they felt unworthy, they felt unloved. These kids get to come in and see these animals and spend time with them and have a healing process with the animals. And it's really powerful. So I love what they do. Last week I offered anybody who makes a donation to Farm Sanctuary, if you make a donation to them, contact me at my website, gatewaystopeace.com, and I will give you a reading. So you make a donation. So the first person that proves it to me makes a donation to Farm Sanctuary, I will give you your choice. I'll do a coaching session with you or an intuitive read, your choice. So first person to contact me. Okay, so my next caller is area code 415-758.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm just resting. I got a little tired today, but then I wanted to call in. I got a good reading from you a couple of maybe like a month and a half ago from you. And
thank you. What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. Well, thank you. I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad that you shared that. That's awesome. And where do you live, Jessica?
In New Jersey.
New Jersey. Well, I'm glad you're resting. Resting is always good when the body calls for it or the mind calls for it. It's good that you honor that.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on? Actually, first I'm going to ask you, what have you, a situation, a person, whatever, that you have been able to release expectations on?
That is the work that I have been doing the last couple of days, and that is also why I'm also resting, just because I've been tired for all the healing work I've been doing. It has to do with a guy, a person, but it's interesting because we haven't even, it was just like we met through Facebook, but we haven't even like Skyped or anything. It was just, I guess he was reflecting some dysfunctional relationship habits that I still had to like, well, that I just had to clear out. So I've been working on that.
Yeah, perfect. And it does. I mean, it's just another great reminder. And we all know this, but we just have to be reminded. Everybody that comes into our life, we learn from them. You know, it's not like everybody that comes into our life. I mean, even having a baby, you think, oh my God, you know, the miracle of the baby. Hey, you're going to learn from that baby, because that baby grows up and gets its own desires, whatever. I mean, we totally learn from other people for sure. Okay. So what's your question?
Well, I guess I've just been thinking that since all this stuff has come up for me, having to do with him, I guess it kind of just makes me feel like, oh, okay, well, I guess we won't end up speaking, and I guess that's the end of it. And because we were talking about maybe doing some business together, and then it had like this relationship energy to me, like romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know that it's kind of silly to ask the question, but I wonder if he's going to end up contacting me, that we're going to connect, or if it's going to be, hey, this was his purpose, and then you move on again. Kind of tired of that pattern.
Right. Okay, here's the first thing that I'm hearing, feeling. I feel like both of you, I mean you, but even him, I'm hearing actually the word bruising. So it's not like, it's bruising like, yeah, you both felt something, right? But you haven't met him face to face. Have you met him face to face?
No, I don't know him at all. It was like, that's why it was so interesting and weird that it just came up through some emails for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's your gut instinct? What does your gut tell you about him?
You know, that's where I'm feeling the confusion. Part of me says, okay, this was healing work that came up.
For sure.
And that was his purpose. And then the other part of me says, well, maybe when, you know, see how the energy changes in the next couple of days, and you may hear from him. And then the other part of me says, so there's like three different things. And the third part of me says, well, you see how he is, because he had to kind of sit with and think about business stuff between us. And it's already been several days, which is weird to me because no proposal was made. It was like, let's just go speak on Skype already. So the other part of me is like, well, this is the way he is, and that's like way too slow for you. What is he even thinking about in order to make a decision for us to Skype? So
right.
The third part is just let it go.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I honestly, okay, so number one, the business situation, unless you're like, you know, I know you know this. You're not going to mix the romance with the business. But the business thing, if you guys don't jive business-wise, and you like your business, don't go down that road, right? But I feel like you two could actually, if you kind of let this mountain that has, you know, these mountain of words or whatever, you know, all this stuff that's happened, move aside that, I feel like you guys can connect. I feel like there is a connection there. But
yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, but certainly, you know, if you don't communicate well enough via email and Skype and stuff, if the communication's not good, I wouldn't do business. I wouldn't get involved with that for a lengthy time until you really get to know this person. Because if you move a certain way, which, you know, you do. I mean, I can tell that you're on top of things. You're not going to want to get involved with somebody who does it a different way. That's not going to jive with you, because you're not going to sit there passively and be like, sure, we can, you know, that's not going to happen. That's a life of frustration. If you, mm-hmm. it's, yeah.
I totally agree with that. And I mean, the truth is I really don't know him at all. That's why it was like, I feel like I was picking up a lot of like past life stuff or just, again, just the purpose of clearing things. It was, we didn't have a fight. Nothing happened. We were getting along over email. I was just kind of like, hey, I don't want to get to know you through email. Like, let's just Skype whenever you're ready. And so it was just weird. It's just another one of the weird experiences that I have in relationships.
Okay. Well, then maybe let him, although I feel like you guys are not done communicating. I'll just put that out there. But why don't you put, I mean, do you want a relationship?
I do want one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one of my little prayer things for you because I want to see what the message is there for you besides working on the, you know, the partner, the ideal partner. But I just want to see what comes out of, you know, shine more light on this. Okay. So Jessica, take a nice big breath in.
Okay.
And release. We are welcoming in Jessica's angels, Jessica's guidance, my angels, my guidance. We're welcoming in all the guides, all the angels, all the higher divine that really knows, remembers, understands why we were here. We're welcoming in all of this guidance, all of this protection, all of this love to help us move forward into the journey of a lifetime, to help us move forward into this full, compassionate, loving universe, to help us remember why we are here. And from this moment on, Jessica will remember that compassion is more than an act, that loving is more than an act, and to take all these values that she has, all these understandings that she has, the clarity of the world that she wants to live in, take all of these and share that with the world. So do more sharing of who you really are, more expansive sharing of who you really are, your understanding of the world, your way of connecting to love in the world. And as you do that, you will find love. Take a nice breath in and release. Okay, so what I was literally seeing is you have a lot of ideals, you have a lot of concepts, you have a lot of this knowledge, but you kind of keep it within you. Find a way to really share that expansiveness. So really, I want you to wave your flag. I want you to express your love of life. I want you to share with everybody how, just be your true self. And you will find love. You will find an absolutely amazing, loving relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've been coming into that phase of my life of really letting myself shine, and I welcome that. That's also, I think, why I was a little bit upset as far as this pause or these things that came up between us, because I have been shining it so brightly, and it feels so wonderful to have people around me that are, like, open to it, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Well, I also feel like you can do it more publicly, like share more.
I mean, that goes into business stuff. I would love to. I have been taking whatever actions forward that Spirit guides me, and I've been waiting for other doors to open. So I definitely welcome that.
Put it out there. I mean, you know, you're not going to put it on your Facebook page, you know, whatever. You'll figure it out. But literally put it out there. The things that you love about life, like say you love flowers, say all the things that you love about life, you love, you know, whatever it is, put it out there. The things that you love to do in life, the things you love to share with other people, the things, you know, that all the things that are the best things in your life, put it out there and share. So maybe on your Facebook page, you know, share, you know, photos or quotes or whatever that really expresses who you are and what you love and what you want more of in your life.
I'm going to have to think about how to do that, because that actually has been a little bit of a theme the last week or so, because I was over the years putting out my love of life, and it sort of got me into a I look at it as sort of like a situation that I was sharing so much, and energetically I didn't feel like I was getting much back. And we're also talking about finances, because I was like loving spending all my time doing, or a lot of my time stuff.
Right.
And then it was like, well, how am I going to do this that I'm able to really express myself this time around and receive a financial energy exchange back? So I've been playing with that.
Okay, so but you could do it in a more simple thing. Like for you, you have a real nurturing element. Like you have a real, like for instance, and sorry, I know that we're going to cut off. So thank you everybody who joined us. I know they're already gone. I mean on the radio, but you have a real nurturing element to you. I mean, literally, what I see with you is like these potted flowers, and so that's you. That indicates to me like this nurturing, kind of simple nurturing element. And so it doesn't have to be, so you don't have to spend 2 hours a day doing it, but you could spend, you know, like, you know, on my Facebook page every day, I post some inspirational thing every day and with a message. And so it's doing things like that, but really take time cultivating what you love. And so, and share that with others.
Yeah, okay. I'll think about that. I mean, I definitely do like spending a lot of time doing that, though. You're saying I have to spend all day, but I get involved in it, and it's like that passion comes out that I so want to do more of it, and then I'm like so torn inside. And
you know, you do have the ability to co-create with others. I do feel like you can co-create with others. So here's the thing that I see. I see you working independently, but you are part of a group. So I do see that for sure with you.
Yeah, that has been my intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely see that. What type of work do you do?
I do healing work. I also am moving into entertainment, TV.
Okay. I mean, for sure, you have, you're a part of a group, but you reach out independently. So I do see you know, having your independent voice, but you are part of a group. And the other thing is this, that I see, that I feel is your business stuff is going to pick up, and you're going to be really caught up in the excitement of it, like just the thrill of it, the fun of the success. And it's, you know, it's fun. And as you do that, obviously, you attract other things, you're going to start leaving stuff behind you.
So and here's one. See the business thing. I mean, because I've been feeling that business thing pick up for quite some time, and then the months roll by, and I understand everything happens in perfect timing, but it's kind of
finding this group, and so it's finding some type of group. Do you do coaching, or do you do something like that right now?
Yeah, that's what the healing work is related with. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been wanting to build a healing practice. So.
Okay. Find a group that you can work with. I mean, find a referral group or something. It's networking. There's something that you need to get part of that will really help you.
Okay.
Just get on the internet. And if you want like a 2-session coach session with me or something, I did it for somebody who listened last week. And it helps because if somebody is only doing 2 sessions with me, I give you a lot of homework. And so in between, it's going to be more than a week because I give you a lot of stuff to accomplish, and then you accomplish it and we talk about it. So it's not like you get more for your, you know, you get a lot to do in 1 week. I mean, in the first session, and then it might be 2 weeks or 3 weeks in between that you work on your stuff. So if you're interested in that, contact me on my website. Cause I see, I mean, it's right there for you. You can do this, and I have ideas for you.
Okay.
So I would try, you can do this, but if you're interested, just contact me on my website.
Okay. I'll think about it and see how that feels. Thank
you.
Yeah,
perfect. Okay, blessings.
Thank you very much.
Yes, blessings to you. Take care.
All right, blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I have one more caller that I will take, and I know we're off air, but for any of the people that listen to the archived radio show, my website is Gateways to Peace, and it's been over an hour, but I'll take one more caller because I totally appreciate the callers. Area code is 520-234. Hello?
Hi. You spoke to me already. I just called in to listen.
Oh, you're fun. Okay, it was just, you were still on my thing. Okay, well, then have a great day, okay?
And you too, thank you. Say hello to Alaska.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come up and visit. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, everybody who joined me. And I know now we're just on the recording, but I really do appreciate all the people that call in, the people that contact me on my website. Many blessings to you. If people have comments, if people have questions, please send me an email or go to my website, which is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. Let me know what you need help with, what you're thinking about. Okay, excellent. Have a beautiful week.